You're my boyfriend now, you know?
It's okay for you to touch me. It's been like a month and you hardly ever even hold my hand. Yes, I want you to hold my hand. Are you okay? Look, I know you don't have a lot of experience in this area, but usually when two people date, it's because they like each other. And part of liking each other is liking when the other person touches you and is around you and is close to you. I want to feel close to you. So, you're gonna have to figure out whatever it is that you're struggling with and just hold me sometimes. Alright, well, if you don't know how to touch me, then I can just tell you, and then you'll just do that all the time, and maybe eventually you'll get a feel for it. How about that? Okay. So first, I have two hands. One of them is for whatever I'm doing, and the other one is for you. So you should hold it, like, whenever you can, essentially. Yeah, I mean, whenever you can. If there isn't something in both of your hands, you should be holding one of mine. One of those bad boys is for me. All five fingers of it. Okay. I can't think of a single time when it wouldn't be appropriate for you to hold my hand if it's open. In the grocery store, when I'm studying, especially when we're walking in the park or sitting on a bench, or even if you're just sitting next to me. If our friends are hanging out or if we're by ourselves, it's okay for you to hold my hand, okay? I promise it's not lewd. So can you do that? Can you hold my hand for me? It's awfully heavy. I don't know if I can bear the weight of it anymore. Oh, it's so... I'm gonna faint from the weight. Oh. Thank you. Now that we've got that out of the way, I think it's okay for you to touch my shoulders. Put your arm around me. Act like you really are my boyfriend and that you kinda like me, maybe? You can totally do both. Wrap one arm around me and I'll hold the other hand. Problem solved. Then we're even closer and it feels nice. You're so warm. It's one of my favorite things about you. So let me in on a little bit of that body heat, babe. Let me sit close to you. Wrap your arm around me. Can be around my shoulders, or around my back, or around my hips, wherever, it's okay. Just hold me. It feels good. Okay. So, do you want to try doing that now? I mean, you've already got my hand. Perfect. See? Isn't this nice? I promise I'm not gonna eat you. Alright. Now this one, this is gonna sound a little dramatic. A little risque, if you will. Sometimes, when our faces are really close together, just like this, and there's no one around, I'm gonna lean in really close. And I'm gonna look you in the eye. And then I'm gonna look at your lips. And then I'm gonna look back up at you. Can you guess what it is that I want then? All right. Give your brain a break. I want you to kiss me. Come on. There's no one else around. You've been dating me for like a month and you barely even pecked my cheek. I want you to kiss me. On the lips, dummy. Come on. Okay, I'll let you have a break. Wasn't so bad, was it? I thought it was pretty nice. Not to brag, but I haven't had a terrible kiss from you yet. Yes, you can touch my cheek. My face. My hair. Honestly, I really like the feeling of my hair being played with, so do that whenever you want. But maybe wait until the end of the day so that my hair doesn't get messy, because my hair gets messy so easy. That feels nice. You're always so gentle. Your fingers are a little unsure, but I think we can work with it. It tickles right now, but once we get a little confidence in you, I think it'll be just right. All right. Next. My back. You know I've got terrible, terrible back problems because I've got terrible, terrible posture. And as much as I'd like to fix my posture, and as hard as I try, I'm not very good at it. I think it's because of the chair at work. It's kind of messed up, and it doesn't really lend itself to sitting very well, and it doesn't match with the height of the desk, so I've always got to bend down way too far, and you can't make it any lower, and you know what I mean. So, you know, at the end of the day like this, it kind of hurts. And I think that it would kind of feel really great if you rubbed it a little. You're not gonna hurt me. I couldn't imagine you hurting me. I know you'd never do that. Of course I trust you. You're my boyfriend. Why wouldn't I? Plus, I'm a tough cookie. You can rub with a little bit of force and I'll be okay. And if not, I'll tell you and you can just adjust. No harm, no foul. Okay? It doesn't even have to be real intense. I'm not expecting you to be a masseuse or anything. Your hands are so warm and it's nice. It's nice to feel your hands on my back. Even just one hand. Rubbing in little circles on my shoulders or in the middle of my back would feel really good. You can do it whenever you want. But if you're too good at it, I'm going to warn you now. I might ask you to do it all the time. And I can't be blamed for that. So what do you say? Do you want to give it a try now? Okay. Baby steps. Well, it's also okay if you touch anywhere on my arms, from shoulder to fingertip. All yours, baby. It's okay for you to kiss anywhere on my face you want. You can play with my hair all that you want. And if we're at home and we're alone, I don't mind if you rub my legs a little. I think it's nice. It's a bit more intimate and gentle, and I think that that's really appealing, don't you? So yeah, I'd love it if you did something like that. You know, just lay your palm flat on my thigh and rub your fingers up and down, or just rest it there. I just want to feel you touch me. I want to feel close to you. I like it when you touch me. I like it when your hands are on me. I like it when you look at me and when you tell me you like me and when you say nice things about me, and I like it when I'm close to you and when my face is tucked into your shoulder and I can smell your scent. I like you. And I want to be close to you, and I want you to be close to me. I want you to want to be close to me. And I think that's a good place to start for now. Maybe in another couple of months, once you've got all these things down, we can step it up a notch and conquer some of the big boys. But we've got to do our warm-up stretches first. Then maybe we'll be ready to play ball, eh?